turn back from our writing session, our 90-minute writing session, with just a little bit of reflection in the chat on how'd that go for you? Did you get a lot done? Did you get any interruptions? Did you get what you wanted to accomplish? Were your time estimates right, wrong? Not right. I'm seeing some head shake. Oh. Got so much done. All right, Harley. Oh, I like that. I got momentum back. I got momentum flowing. I could have kept going. I did have a couple interruptions. The kids blasted in. I went down to get a drink. I forgot to lock the door again. So I had kids coming in. And then the doorbell rang. And I went to get it. Distractions, emails, notifications, a few distractions. Oh, yeah, I did pop into Slack too. Man, that was terrible. Why did I do that? Rookie mistake. Oh, speaking of, the Slack is still open. I logged in to tell Malia what my focus was for writing, for a little accountability. And then, oh, what's this over there? Wrote 4 new Facebook ads, a little interruption by an emotional kiddo. Oh my gosh. Great flow and worked on 80% of your goal. Yeah, that's good. Okay, now I want to take a look. We talked about this. Ooh, sales page needs more work, few distractions. We're going to pop into the small groups for a little writing review and to look at those results. So I want us, Becky already started calling out some results, 4 new Facebook ads, 85% of my goal. I want us to get in our groups and really identify, all right, this worked, this didn't, I got my goal done, new accountability check, and these are the results. Like if you've got that word count, we're gonna pull all these results together. So check in with each other. Share on that accountability, and then we're coming back and we're pooling them together so we can see the collective accountability. And I did my word count just to give you a little check. I wrote with, oh man, you're mixing up on me. With my interruptions and all, I wrote 1,810 words. So I don't know if that's good or bad. It just is. I just type. It was on it. I didn't have to think about it. It's a topic I know a lot about. I'm revisiting something. Ooh, Harley. Okay. I'm going to split us into the groups. Oh my gosh. This is so exciting. And then we can bring some of those results back. This worked. This didn't. And we'll just be in these groups for 8 minutes. 8 minutes. Breakout rooms kicking off. If you remember, if you find yourself in a breakout room and you're alone, you're missing some people, you think? Don't worry. I will watch and I'll move people around. You may find yourself just being ported to a new space. Breakout rooms coming up right now. Oh, Heather, we're going to put you in a new room. That's perfect. That is perfect. All right. New rooms coming up. This is going to be a new mix of people. All right. Moving people around. I'm on the move. Move to room 5, happening here. Okay, good. All right. Okay, perfect. All right, we're gonna get some accountability. I'm gonna turn on some music for those of us that are still in the room here. Music. And, all right, we are recording again. Good, for some more high fives. Who else heard an incredible result they would share with us? I'm watching for the unmute. Where is it? I'm watching. Callie, tell us about wanting to be Sarah Cannon when you grow up.
Just amazed by the word count.
Was that a lot? Was it 4,800? I know.
Like, are you a robot? does it just pour out of you?
My fans wish I was a robot. I can't write sometimes I can write fiction that long, but it's like, I thought I was just going to be editing an email sequence. And then I started reading through it and I'm like, no, it's like from a year and a half ago. It's just all old stuff. So I was just like, I knew exactly what I wanted to say. And so I don't know. It just came out, and I probably pulled 500 of that words was from the previous sequence, and the rest of it I just redid. So When I know what I'm doing, I can write a lot. When I don't know, it takes me a year and a half.
Okay, then maybe I am more like you than I thought I was.
Oh my gosh, I love it. Sarah, that's pretty impressive. It's flowing right now. We're going to give high fives to that for sure. Woo! Oh my gosh. Becky typed in the chat, high fives to Karen for knocking out a bunch of, the business model. That was the half the business model done. Yes. Christy, 850 words. Client stuff is getting sneaking in there. So not as free flowing, but so happy with the results. And a shout out to Harley. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Another high five to all that. Woo! 4 emails, 1 mini sales page. Man, it takes me like all day to write a sales page. I have timed it. I know this time budget. I need to carve out a full day. That's amazing. Oh my goodness. Anybody else? Something to verbally shout out. And just do a little accountability check there if you would, to make sure that all the results that you heard in the breakout groups are captured there and that someone is not shortchanging themselves, because we want to capture all these results so we can get the collective result tally and power of this community at the end of the day tomorrow. Of course, I'm going to download this. So just do a little accountability check over there to make sure nothing's missing. All right, Danny, 1,600 words. Yes. If you would, we're all going to keep ourselves accountable to getting it done. We're going to keep ourselves accountable to celebrating the results as well. Oh, I thought it was one of the kids busting through my lack. It was Matt. He is prepared. Excellent. Okay. Does everybody, it looks like everyone that you were in the breakout group with, the results are there. All right. All right. Oh, good. Karen, good check in there. Yes. All right. Now we are going to make a little bit of a shift. And we're going to start to do a little bit of dreaming and a little bit of scheming. We are writing, but I also want to take this time mid-year to think about where we are going and what we want for our business and what we want for our lives. And yeah, we're doing this regularly. We're doing this at the start of the year, but let's pause and get intentional around this as well. And I'm going to invite us to do this. Some of you may have done this before. We may have done this at one retreat once upon a time, or I might have shared that I did this with you last August. But we're going to do this in a unique way, that if there was some PR, pick your entrepreneurial magazine of choice. Any preferences over there? I chose Fast Company. Fast Company is writing about Three Boudoir. I did this exercise for Three Boudoir in August 2019. I'm going to share an update with you. So pick your entrepreneurial magazine, and we're going to take a look, and we're going to think about what they will be saying about us. Your magazine of choice is going to be writing and publishing, Forbes, about your company, about your results, about your traction. It could be a specialty publication in a different area, right? Pick it, anything. Yeah, exactly, Harley. Pick anything. A county magazine, anything, anywhere. What HR magazine? Exactly, Rachel, yes. What is going to be published? It could be the New York Times. It doesn't even have to be entrepreneurial, right? We could go big, full page write-up in the New York Times. And what, do you have these on your vision board? Have you done yours yet, Kristen? Because we want to dive in. And I'm going to share with you, to give you a little bit of mojo and motivation around this, what I wrote for us in, it's out here somewhere. Where'd it go? Oh gosh, none of my, of course, technology, gotta love it. I'm going to find it and then I'm going to share it. Why isn't Chrome showing up? Okay. Everything was showing up earlier to share. And I'm going to share with you what I wrote. And then I'm going to take you through some questions to start to think about what may be in press about you and your results. And I chose to pull up the example of the photography company, because when I think about what we're creating there with the team, there are some unique nuances that I point to I still have all the tabs. Please don't judge. Oh my gosh. I did not take time to close those down while in that 90 minute block. Okay. So I said to the team, remember and make notes. If something sparks for you as I read this, write it down. And I'm going to ask guided questions again after this. And we're going to pause and take a minute to put a couple paragraphs together. This is like the summary version as well, because this is going to be like a multi-page spread. Remember when we set the goal of hitting 1 million. The next goal I'm keeping top of mind for us is 5 million. So what are we going to have to do to reach a goal like this? When I think about what they say in Fast Company, as we grow, these are the things that come to mind. They built a company empowering women, but they did something unique with their culture to ensure it wasn't just lip service. Empowerment started from within the team. Their team spread that to each and every client, creating massive waves. Because empowered women empower women, and we rise together. Further, empowered people empower people, and we rise together. They build empowerment and love into all facets of their business. Team meetings, customer service, compensation, all the things. Sometimes it's hard, but we commit to supporting each other in these ways and call each other on it when we waver. Little Fast Company, some news headlines. No one on the 3B team works 40 hours a week. 3B believes in freedom and fulfilling your personal dreams, not only for their clients, but for their team. Most of their team members are not full-time as they pursue multiple passions. Even their leadership team works just 30 hours a week max. How is that even possible in a world where 50 to 60 hours a week is the norm? Commitment to what matters, constant focus on the $100 bills based on individual skill set and role, and endless support for each other, willingness to step in anywhere, and vacation. Let's start tracking how many weeks a year we take in vacation. Not putting a limit on it and not saying it's unlimited. Very specifically tracking how many weeks are we taking a year? Because when it's unlimited, oftentimes people don't take it. So we want to create a culture where you're incentivized to rest and recharge, and that's built into everything. And as I think about this, and I look back on this, we could have kept going. I could have kept going here, but I left it right here as a starting point for us. And I'm going to go into some of the action items in the steps later. But before we do that, I want to ask you a few questions. Well, as you think and jot some notes down, and we're going to craft and we're going to form a little bit more on this, starting from vacation, where we just left off. How many weeks of vacation would you like to be taking a year? Like really complete, like real vacation. I'm not talking about like online, a little bit offline, I'm sneaking it in there, but really just checking out and giving yourself time. How many weeks of vacation do you want a year? In your dream world, And think, right? Think perspective, just like Karen started with us. Turn it upside down a little bit and test out some different strategies on this. How many days a week are you working? What days are they? Are you waking up early to work? I have been waking up doing back pocket TLCs, crazy. Well, I think it's a little bit crazy sometimes when I'm waking up. Like, oh, 5:30? Okay, yeah. But I love it. I've been doing back pocket TLCs to cover, right, different parts of the globe. And I love it. And that gets me up and that gets me going and it gets me in the right frame of mind for my day. I'm motivated. I'm energized. I'm not waiting until 9 or 10 or 11 to start those calls. So a shift in perspective there. It's crazy early. Yeah. Sometimes I see like, are you sure, Amber? And then oh yeah, I'm very sure. I wake up. you know, those 3 a.m. Speed Masterminds VIPs. That was fine. I loved it. And the mojo came from it. In fact, with Accelerate yesterday, my husband very specifically said to me that, oh, good, I'm glad you have a client called today. They always turn your mood around, because I was not feeling it yesterday. He's like, oh, good, good. That's going to be a shift. So what do your days look like? Who do you see on your days? And as you think about who you see, also think about where you're seeing them. Is it in person? Do you have an in-person team post-COVID? Or are you seeing people virtually over and over again? Do you have structured times where you have open studios with your own teams and you're just collaborating and riffing on things? What kind of culture are you building? What words are you saying to the people that you work with, whether they're clients, whether they're contractors, whether they're employees? Are you saying, we've got a deadline coming up, get it out there, someone's waiting on us, right? Which could be a real thing, that your company is deadline oriented and is motivated in that way. Or are you saying, we've got lots of time, we've got lots of space to make this happen, so let's get innovative, let's get creative. What are the words that you're using? What are the tone? What's the tone and the flow? Are you holding each other accountable to something? And what is it you're holding each other accountable to? What are you holding yourself accountable to so that you can serve your clients in a big way? As you think about this day and this company that you're building, how do you do marketing? How do you do marketing? Is it a faucet that's just flowing, more like our 3B marketing? Is it launching? So you're on and you're off and there are ups and downs throughout the year. And if you're launching and there are ups and downs, what does that feel like? What does a launch feel like? What does a new marketing message or a new campaign look like? Right on time. You're nicer after doing a little bit of focus work with that. Love you kids, but need a little time. So true. And as you look at those marketing campaigns, how are they differentiated in the marketing space? Or are you just doing status quo because it's working? It's working, so we're gonna keep that going right now. They stuck with tried and true. And then they innovated in these other areas. Where are you doing that unique thing in your market and in your business? That's unique maybe just for your industry, that's unique for the service, the way you deliver your services and your products. Because maybe it's not unique over here, but it's totally new for your community and your audience or for your product space and your product suite. As you think about the space and span of the year, we flow throughout the year, we flow throughout the month. How are your financials? What does that growth trajectory look like for you? And they're very different in my different businesses, right? We've got a 5X goal in the photography business. I don't have that same thing in the consulting business, because we show up and do things differently in each space. So what does your growth trajectory look like and feel like? Maybe it's not a revenue target. Maybe it's, I want to reach and serve and support a certain number of people. Are you in an office? Back in an office? A studio? Are you walking around listening to audiobooks? How are you learning? How are you connecting with people? Right. Now, take these ideas and these concepts and craft them into a couple of sentences that turn into a headline, that turn into a way forward, for your company. Because when we do this, and I'm going to give us a couple of minutes for this, things start to become reality. Things start to become reality, right? We know when we create the vision, when we shape the vision, when we start to make it tangible, things start happening. It's almost magical. Now, well, I'm so curious what... I'm going to give us... Just take a couple of minutes. This is a stream of thought. It does not have to be perfect by any means. And I'm putting those 2 minutes on the clock. They're on the clock. And I'm going to turn on a little music. And I'll put up my example in case you want a template and a sample to pull from. What are they saying? Ooh, I want to start riffing on, as I look at faces, it makes me want to start riffing on every single one of what people may be saying about you, because there is a lot there to say about what you are creating. She built freedom and stepped away from the status quo to create something incredible. Just a short amount of time to cook up a couple of key things, because this could go on and on and on for pages. But what are those key things that you want to shape and build into the future? Now, that was not a lot of time, but I want to pause and I want to ask, did anyone identify any headlines that may bubble up to the surface as you're thinking about what will be published in print, wherever, on the big news periodical that lights you up when your company is where you want it to be? I'm brewing some stuff. Somebody's got to say something. Okay. Yeah. You got it. No? Anybody want to share? Harley, let us know where you're stuck.
I have one.
Jane, let's hear it.
In a new world, she designed a new way for coaches to serve.
Yes. She designed a new way. And did you go into detail around what that new way looks like in your writing?
Yes.
Oh, that's good. That's so good. Having a vision around that is powerful because there's lots of opportunity in that space. Ooh, I'm excited to hear more about that. Sarah, does yours include she got the movie deal of her dreams or something like this?
I had written something along the lines of, this innovative author changed how fans interact with books.
Yeah. Ooh.
With fiction. I don't know. I couldn't exactly think how to say it. So, and part of that, of course, is my TV deal.
Yeah. Oh man. So exciting. Who else?
I had a little bit of a heads up on this because we were driving for 7 hours yesterday and The new news in our life, if you haven't heard yet, is that my husband is officially working with me. So he left his job. We're on the road trip. So in my head, I've gone over like mission, vision, values, customer challenges, audience, all of that. I've never really put it on paper. I've just done it. And so we talked a lot about that yesterday and the big vision statement that we came up with, which hasn't been typed out until now. It was on these really messy notes from our drive yesterday. Is that by 2025, we want to support direct sellers in putting $150 million in their pockets. So now I'm saying it out loud.
Oh, goosebumps. How many, did you put a number of direct sellers?
Well, we came up with the number 150 million, which okay. is in commission, which is kind of crazy, but that would be like 3,500 people in my membership and 30 corporate clients averaging 300 people per company that are making an average of 15,000 each a year. So we had a lot of math estimates in there to come up with that number.
That's amazing. End to end. So we take a vision. Becky, thank you so much for sharing. More high fives to that. And what an incredible example of how you take a vision. Like, I don't know, how in the heck are we going to impact and get $150 million flowing into our clients, into this space, into homes, into families? And you just broke it down, right? You broke it down and you backed right into it. And it feels a little bit more achievable. Woo! Okay, goosebumps and a little bit of sweat, like the excited sweat. Ay, ay, ay. This is why I have to watch what I wear when I speak, because I get excited. Everything heats up. So with that, anybody else? Anything? So Harley, let this be, and anyone who is stuck, let some of these examples be an inspiration. Yes, focusing on a business advisory. You read the story, written in numbers, talk to empowering business owners, create a sense of community, make numbers accessible. Beautiful. Yes, totally on the right track. That's awesome. Holistic and refreshing perspective on achieving your goals. Yes. In a world where everybody is talking about goals, Kristen has introduced a holistic and brilliant, refreshing perspective on achieving them. So good. Lori, what came to mind for me, like a number, is how many wannabe vegans you helped actually become vegans. There could totally be something around that with the vegan starter kit. Came to mind for me in a little brainstorm. So good. Make numbers accessible. I love that too. Okay, next. We're already on, adding a vegan wannabe to the list. So good. I just went in. I'm figuring it out as I go, until I get that vegan starter kit. All right, because I don't want to spend extra. When we go through big seasons and change like this, I hold on extra to the budget, and I don't want to mess it up. So that is one area. Now, as we step from vision and big picture into the details. Like, we've got to sort of step into some frameworks and some details of how we could possibly do this, right? From breaking down the numbers and the details in that way, like Becky shared, and also identifying other action steps we may take. For example, if we go back to the beginning of this 3B example, we shared that our leadership team or our managers cannot be stuck in email follow-up for days on end. After we'd have shoots, they'd be in customer service, replying, like for days as well, replying and taking care of our clients, which needed to happen, but then everything big picture went by the wayside. Here and there, yeah, they need to still hop in email, but forever and ever, all the time, no. We need to build a team. Amber needs to reach out to investors or get actual investment, not to get actual investment, but to build relationships and learn what it takes to grow, which I did last fall and got some great ideas that impacted some of these other action items that are coming up. We need to strategically grow our top line revenue. Options: open more cities. Yes, that's happening. We went from 6 cities last year to 16 cities right now. And at any given day, what's actually open, you know, changes based on what's happening in each different location. Partnerships: expand who we serve potentially and introduce a new product line, which I didn't know what that was or how that was going to happen, but the virtual photo shoot was born this year as well. More marketing. We need to show our faces, be present in our marketing while doing more of that. We need everyone on our team to be an ambassador of our company. And yes, we can ask for that, but ultimately we want our team members in our photography business to love this business, and we want to love them so hard and support them so much that our minds are blown and they can't help but share and talk about this company. We need to engage our full team in empowerment and love, not isolate ourselves as leaders from what the team that is out there every day and what they're doing. And that's just actually brought to mind some language that I realized we use that needs to shift to align with this. We say, oh, you, we, they, right? There's a little bit of separation. And oh, when you guys are in shoots, we can shift that. So it's not an us, them. We need to shuffle responsibilities regularly until every person on our team is thriving in business and life. Maybe you need to shuffle some of the responsibilities that are on your plate right now. We need reporting metrics that help us ensure business excellence. Becky introduced a great example for that. What are we working towards? And then backing into that from a marketing perspective. Updated regularly, these metrics help us catch things. Oh, like we did last week when products were behind. That was a real time, real instance. PR, we need some PR and some press. We're gonna get that full spread. I could keep going. But what are some of the action steps that you need to take? Sarah shared that this is so right on time. You wrote in your morning pages that you want to do some dreaming about how to get from here to where you actually want to go. Big picture, action plan. So glad to hear that. Now, as you brainstorm action steps that you want to take as a company, big, broad picture. Is it writing, getting more query letters out there? Is it writing more words? Is it getting someone to be in customer service for you so it's not you all the time? Is it taking something off of your plate because this isn't actually aligned with my vision anymore? What do you need to be focused on and what do you need to be doing? I am going to roll in one document to help us with this. And that you can take away, and I'm going to put this right here in the chat. There'll be a file for you to download called Dream Days. Uh-oh, is that the PDF? Oh no, that's the Keynote. Okay, you can edit that one if you have Keynote, or it should convert in PowerPoint. And let me also load a PDF, Dream Days. Where's my PDF? Do-do-do-do. Oh. Okay. Well, the PDF has disappeared for a minute. So there's the Keynote, and I'm gonna let you screenshot on my screen. If that's not working for you. And we're gonna identify how every day, we show up. Oh, hopefully the right preview is showing. Yes. Oh, no, wrong one. That's what I was working on the break. There we go. Every day, what are you doing and how are you showing up to turn this dream into reality? What do you need to do each day? Is it I need to show up on social media? Is it that I need to get more organized and prioritize my $100 bills? Is it your work schedule and your working time? Identify those things you need to do each day. Then roll that into weekly activities. What might you do? Here, this is the PDF. Why wasn't that showing up in the search? What are you going to do weekly? Are you going to have your CEO time every Monday? If you haven't put CEO time in your calendar for Monday, just 20 minutes to get organized for the week, or on Sunday if you prefer, Sunday or Monday, if that's not in your calendar yet, that's an incredible action item to bring out with this. And Friday, your reflection and your wrap up. So we have that time and space carved out to get intentional and keep checking in. What might you need to do each month? Am I looking at my financials every month? Am I checking that all those payments came in? Or do I need to block time for that still? Are things being reconciled? Or no, I'm not doing that. And I don't really want to do that, nor do I have the time for that. So I'm going to find someone who can help me do that. What do I need to do every quarter? Pay those quarterly taxes. Harley, thinking of you. So I'm not stressed out and freaking out at the end of the year on if I paid enough or not, right? Jerry Ann, so the clients are not, oh, did she leave? Yeah. Worrying when that next PPP loan comes around, do I have the right information? It's all done and buttoned up. And how do I want to flow and look at things every year? For me, every year, we have a big planning session where I pour into all of the metrics and all of the data and all of the feedback and all of the quantitative and qualitative, both all around everything we've got to really assess and look at, are we on track? What changes do we need to make? So a retreat for your company every year potentially could be in order there. I also, in this last few minutes, I'm going to share, let me open this other thing. As you are identifying, what are those things I'm going to do daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly, annually, differently, or continue doing going forward? Or, oh, I stopped doing that thing that was working really well. I'm going to go back to that. What are those things that you want to integrate into your daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly flow? I'm also going to share, assuming it pulls up here. Oh, not over there. Did it open? Oh, it's still opening. No, thank you. I pulled up a version of this that I did recently. And I love keeping all of the reflection, all of the planning documents that we go through and all the exercises so I can look back at them over and over. My schedule for work has completely changed because I've adapted, right? We adapt and we adjust things, but I love the new schedule even more. I started here. It was great, but life changed and we changed time zones. So things have changed. Weekly, wanted to go on adventures every week, delegate on Mondays, laundry pickup on Friday. This was back when we were not doing our own laundry. I'm doing my own laundry again this year. It's pretty incredible. Friday night movie night, loving up a friend, identifying and building that connection point in. Reflection on what's not working and what is working. Now I do that every single week using our Reflect and Rise model. And if you don't have the Reflect and Rise digital book yet, I'll pop that to the top in the Facebook group so you can grab that as an opportunity and a framework for reflection every week. Monday meetings. And Friday, more time off, more space, more flexibility on Friday. So what have I done? I've entirely blocked my Friday afternoons. And I did that in Ethiopia. I found myself working late on Fridays. And like, I cannot work until 9, 10 p.m. on Fridays, right? Things are happening. Kids need to wind down for the week. And so I moved that up a little bit to get more Friday time off. And I have that here now too. Monthly. I thought about some of the tactical things, like making sure we pay people that's in the photography business. But also, what do we want to check in on? Swag, affiliate payments, fresh updates. New program webinar flow was in there for a bit. Quarterly, 90-day plans before we switch to 6 weeks. Quarterly, a decluttering of the house to maintain minimalism. Don't forget about those taxes. and the reflection again at a quarterly level. Get a bird's eye view. And annually, I put in family vacation 2 times a year. And now I would up that. They don't have to be big vacations. But after we shifted our lifestyle in Africa and got many more breaks and had many more adventures, I want to make sure I keep that going here. So I'm banking my miles and counting on COVID to relax so that I can make sure we continue those vacations here. So now, as we look at, so I look back so I can identify, we did that. Yeah, I just pulled up that Fast Company article from August 2019, almost a year ago. Like, we're doing it. These things are now in motion. And we really just got them in motion at the start of this year. It takes that time to lay that foundation. So what we have done today in this half an hour window of time is we have laid some foundation for what will come. And we kickstart the manifesting process and we start to bring some of these things. We give these things a space and we bury them in our subconscious and we keep them front and center and we keep coming back to them and we shift our actions and how we show up day to day, week to week, month to month, quarter to quarter, so that things start to align with that vision and we'll keep checking in on it. It was also in one of our virtual retreats that we did a reflection. We'll do this tomorrow on how are we showing up in each of these areas. And someone said, we should be checking in on these things every week. So you know, now I use the reflect and rise circle to check in every week. So we will do a reflection together tomorrow. And that can also serve as the foundation for a regular check-in as you take this forward and reflect on your progress to the vision every single week, because we don't want to lose sight of it. Ooh, yes, Karen. Okay, good. We can get that posted in the group too. 2 things before we wrap up today, right on time. Karen posted a document for tomorrow's creativity burst in the chat. So grab that as a little prep. Print a copy. What if we don't have a printer? Can we put it on an iPad to write on or something? Okay, cool. And then, and I can also recreate and draw on paper. And then I also want to know, oh, you thought your camera was on, Harley, that's hilarious. Woo-hoo! Woo-wee! It would have been more like a woo-wee, Harley. Looking good. I love it. Before we wrap, I want to identify mood, feeling, tone, that one word takeaway. If you were to boil, it would be a free boudoir session. Get the screenshots going. We wouldn't do that to you, Harley. We wouldn't do that. We won't be the person that records it and make you go viral, I promise. One word takeaway as we wrap up everything that you accomplished today, the vision that we set, the action items that we outlined for the coming days, weeks, and months. What one word would you use to sum it all up, just to bring today to that close? I will watch for those one words in the chat and call them out. It's one of my favorite things. Energized, Laurie, love it. Perspective, right from the beginning, so good. Confident, that feels good. Surprised, I love it. Surprised you got all that writing done? That was pretty awesome. Thoughtful. Empowered. These are good. Perspective. Refreshed. Yes, Jess. Yes. It's a good time for a refresh. Janine, focused. Yeah, girl. Volume. Volume up, volume down. Turn it up. I love it. Me turn up the volume on the music? Let me know. I can do that. Motivated. Motivated. I've got my takeaway. Are we missing any? Put it in there. Put it in there if you didn't yet. Danny J. Oh, yeah, that was motivated. Up-leveled. Ooh, too motivated. Up-leveled. Ooh, I like it. And Chai, that was just the last hour. I love it. Up-leveled. And mine is totally momentum. It's coming back. since I discovered why my productivity was so off the last month. Let's all get it. Let's harness all of these words, all these feelings, all of this energy as we finish our days today, if you are still going in your time zone, and as we step into tomorrow, because there is more tomorrow, and I cannot wait to see you. Thank you so much for being here. I love you, love you, love you. Let's keep it going. Keep it going. Oh, I need some wrap-up music. You can drop anytime, but I'm going to turn on some music to wrap us up, and I will hang out for a few minutes, but no stress, no pressure. You know, I just don't like to leave the party. Oh, yeah, here we go. Here we go. I got the perfect song. Got the perfect song for the wrap up. It's making me share something. Where is it? Sorry. Marisa, turn the volume up. Whitney, this is my go-to. My daughter put it on my playlist, and I start a walk, I start a bike ride, usually starts with Whitney. Me singing as I walk down the street. I don't know what Sharon, Whitney, everything. That, yes, we'll post the circle from the Facebook group. If that's what you're talking about, you got it. See you tomorrow, Lori. Oh, you're first, you're from the garden. That's awesome, Riley. Yeah. Oh, I love it too, Sarah. Oh no, I'm so sorry, Michelle. Yes. Oh my goodness. Bye, Christy. If anybody's stuck on anything or has questions, oh, Michelle, you're there. Are you jamming in your car with us? I love it. I see you now. If anybody's stuck on anything, have questions, I can totally turn on the music and answer them. Otherwise, it's going to jam to the end of the song. Yes. Yes. I've got social media ads framework. I don't know if it's in the vault. Guys, I've got to apologize. Stop putting stuff on the vault because I knew it was a little overwhelming. So I've got social media ads framework. Let me make a note. Social media ad framework. I'll tag you in on that. I think I just posted it in my group. Software development experience. Oh, he might. Maybe Sammy. I'd post in the group for sure. Also, my sister's fiance is an incredible software developer. They developed right in front of the tech and the whole software protocols for their company started. But like rapid fire, he can do anything. So he might have some connections. My sister has connections too. Yeah. Oh, you can hardly hear me over the music. I'm sorry. Let me turn that down. Is that lower? Actually, yeah, okay, good. It's coming from the app. Shoot, I was like blasting you guys. Sorry. Yes, Becky, I have referrals for you, if not someone in the group. And let's see. Michelle, let's bring on that question. You want to unmute? Wait, hold on. I'm going to stop this music. There we go.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, kind of.
Oh, okay. So my question is, before I had to leave my house, I had to bring her over here, get a prescription. I finished up my content because I have to, you know, I'm basically just sending scheduling content per week with different themes. So that's what I was working on. But here's the everything is shifting so quickly. So I'm trying to put things into place that I think is going to help the teachers. So my idea is these Plan With Me Wednesdays. So what I would do is send out, for my email list, send out resources that help teachers plan.
Yep.
So those resources, I've been working on, my YouTube channel is finally growing some, and I've been doing videos, I already have the blog post, and just different things that I want to put out. But my question is, how many people send out more than one email per week? I do one on Saturdays, and this will be the second one on Wednesday. I don't know if my list is going to tolerate it or not.
Yeah. I usually send one or less a week. However, when I'm building up to something or there is something going on, I'm absolutely sending one a week or more. If it's current, if it's relevant, if it's applicable to your audience, you know, there's a whole philosophy and way of doing email that's, even if you're not emailing every day, it's too much. I can do every day. And when I get emails every day, I'm like, okay, maybe it's time to say goodbye. Except there are a few people I open every single one, like JVZoo. You guys, I've never made a JVZoo purchase in my life, but they've got some incredible marketing. So I'm like, oh, that was a good headline. Let me read that. I probably need to get them out of my inbox. That's probably an action I need to take. But yeah, so they're getting engagement from me. They're getting, I'm a good person on their email list to boost their engagement rates with the email service providers. So this is to say, and if anyone else is like, oh, once a week, twice a week, Michelle is curious. I heard you ask that. How many people are emailing more than once a week? Once a week? What are those rates? What are those averages for you? Because you can do anything in here. And people will respond. You'll see. Right? Love that. Showed up for that, especially if you've got a special event. Because are you thinking of keeping your Saturday email and adding the Wednesday Plan With Me reminder?
Yeah, because I think it's necessary, because they have a lot of questions and teachers are looking for resources. Like even with my blog post. Because, you know, my website was jacked up for a while and it's starting to turn around. And even my Twitter, like my Twitter blog posts have increased.
Yeah.
I checked my Google analytics the other day and that never was that.
Ever. Yeah.
So people are searching. So I said I needed to be a little bit more strategic. And then I'm changing up my digital, my products. They're digital, but they need to be editable where the kids can write into them. So that's going to be a feat in itself.
Yep.
Instead of creating new products, I'm not creating new products.
New editable products?
Yeah. What I'll do is just go in and I have Adobe. All I have to do is open it up and add text box to where the answers, where the kids would normally write. Now just add some text box to where they can type in.
Yes. Do you have a resource for that?
Yes. I have Adobe whatever.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Perfect.
So it'll just automatically bring it up in a image and I can just put a text box over it and then save it.
Again. Yeah.
But it's going to take some time. So that's what, you know, just letting them know that these are editable, because I think most of my email list is from Texas anyway.
So, oh, yeah.
Yeah, I do believe. Most of it's that on my Facebook page too. So we'll see if it works.
I love this. I love that. Plan With Me. And that's going to resonate. Like things are changing. Let's connect as a community, teachers on specific topics, your niche, your audience. Yeah.
So yeah, that's the first week I wrote routines and procedures. So just talking about how the routines and procedures would change. Mm-hmm. They're the same, but they're being applied to something different. Doesn't mean that you're not supposed to have them. That means that they're supposed to be more explicit now because you're not there to train the children.
Yeah.
Or the parents.
Yes. Yes. Parent instructions with it would be okay. Like, don't stress about this one. Here are the things to look for. Here are the things to watch for. That would be amazing.
And that gave me an idea. I might even do a template.
Okay. Yeah, I absolutely. Same format, general format for most things would be also incredible as parent helping. Yeah.
Yeah, I might do a template, something that they could as, you know, a resource for being on my email list so they can download it and use it.
Oh, yeah, if every lesson came with like a lesson summary that was the same, even if things changed under it, but lesson summary, here's what you should be watching for. That would be incredible.
For you, Amber, that's for me.
So when Audrey comes over, I'm like, Mom, all stressing out. Like, I don't know. Do you even need to worry about this? And then she did, or she didn't need to worry. We had to follow up and ask. Like, just some guidelines up front.
Okay. I could do that.
Yeah. And they kind of gave us the school in Ethiopia had some, they teed us up, like, here are questions to ask your child for everything across the board to build inquiry. They had the inquiry process built in. But we didn't always, like, they didn't always have the answers. Some things the kids had the answers on, but they're still young and they're still learning. I don't know. And then they stress out. So that would just be.
Yeah, awesome. They're little. I think for the meet the teacher, because I had to even think about that. I was like, oh, I can't do my little horse and pony show anymore because we are virtual. I was like, I gotta create a slideshow. I was like, no, I'm just create a video. So like, you know, just thinking about the things that we normally do, it's not normal anymore. So that meet the teacher, know who I am, how we teach, and I think that has to be communicated.
Yeah.
You know, now. So it's like, it's so different. So just kind of thinking about my what I'm doing and sharing it with them with the plan with me.
Yep. Love that. That's so good.
I can't use it unless I get the needle.
Hey! I love it. Perfect.
Guys, it was good to see you. I won't be on tomorrow. We'll be back in the car with kids. But oh my gosh, I'm glad I was able to be here for a bit today.
So happy to see you.
Thank you. I'll see you later.
See you later.
Bye.
Woo, woo, woo. All right. Shy. Oh, perfect. Oh, and this is good. Okay, I'll call that out to Michelle when she's back. And then, Shy, I would check with Jane and Katrina in the group. Jane was asking about it, but had to run. They may have some resources for you and some ideas and some direction. I feel like I have a resource tucked back in my head for, but it's not
coming. What I'm looking to do is that I'm fine with marketing. I'm not afraid of the design part. I'm one of those corporate people that learned all the tech we would need now to do our work. I just was in IT and project management. So marketing was always a department I wanted to go to, but I couldn't. So in reality, what I want to do is think like corporate, right? Cross-function, train yourself.
Yep.
Get the job shadowing mindset of if I was an editor-in-chief, right? Like Miranda Priestly, let's make believe, what would she think to create the content that we would end up as a magazine?
Yeah.
So that's really what I'm trying to connect with is either a course, which of course none of us need more of, but as entrepreneurs, right? Either a course or someone that can help me just walk in that person's shoes.
Yeah.
So that I know, why would I put that there? Why would I use that color?
You know,
why would I put that content there?
Oh. Okay. This is great. Yeah.
There's not so much copy because of course we need copy too, but it's why would I pair those two themes together? Mm-hmm. Why would I use a landscape picture with content versus portrait? You understand? It's almost like an album. Why would I put that there? What is the emotion I'm trying to evoke? What's the storyline I'm trying to walk them through? And I figured out that once I get that, all of my other content should just flow.
I like the way perspective. I like your perspective on this and the flip.
So maybe they could lead one of our open studios or something.
Yeah.
Because I guarantee you, because I coach women in business, you know that I have two different audiences. I know for sure the biggest thing that they struggle with all the time is I am not afraid of writing. I just don't know how to prep it so that it will create the result I want.
Yep.
So it's more than just the pictures. It's sometimes just the layout. It's sometimes just the color psychology. It's just, how do I make my voice into a picture?
Mm-hmm.
That's what they really struggle with. So I think that if we could have a session like that, that would help us understand. If my message was a combination of a visual with text, what would it look like? And then I'm sure the content will come from that so much easier.
So good. I love that. I made a note on that. Mm-hmm. And I know I've came across courses and things too. So if I can find them, or if that seed is planted. So if it comes to mind or sparks in the middle of the night, I will tag you and then we'll check with Jane. Jane is actually like user experience design. So exactly what you're talking about is totally in her zone of genius. I mean, designers, Katrina, Sammy, they're all going to have this expertise as well. But Jane is like all about all of that. I'm going to check in with her. Oh,
that's good.
Oh, good. Bye, Heather. Oh my gosh, this is awesome seeing everyone. Okay, Kristen, I'm gonna watch for your sales page in the group. Michelle, Shai said she can help you with ideas since her daughter's done virtual school at a prep level school and their setup is pretty advanced. Ooh, that'd be some good collaboration.
And she's been in virtual for a few years now, so it's not just a COVID transition. This is what I needed as a parent to survive.
Yeah.
And meet with the teacher and all this stuff. So
yeah, it should. That is definitely missing. That's the part, especially for elementary, not so much for high school. My high school kids, because I'm in high school now, but a lot of the teachers complain that the parents are emailing them late at night, obviously because the kids are asleep. And I told them, I said, you have to be more explicit because you're not there to explain it and to have the conversation with the parent. So,
but I'll give you the whole structure that she has. Because I came from brick and mortar and I had to put her in virtual because I traveled so much between the past 2 years that I wanted my child with me. But these are transitions that I had to make from brick and mortar to prep level or just virtual school. They required weekly teacher-parent connection.
Oh.
Teacher-student connection. It's like, I get a bad grade as a parent. There's a dashboard for me. I get a bad grade as a parent, and I get text and says, you have not connected with your teacher this week. I didn't know the system because guess what? Brick and mortar. Some teachers don't even respond to you.
Because
but I can give you how they set up, how they empower parents to be responsible. They don't baby us. They actually give us bad grades if we don't do our stuff as coaches. They call us coaches instead of parents. So I'll tell you how I, as a parent, have been empowered by the school system that I have to schedule myself on their calendar, not email them and say, when are you open? There's like one of those free e-calendars that they use. I go on, I schedule myself. As a parent, it lets me pre-schedule 4 weeks out. The teacher knows 4 weeks out when I'm meeting, right? So she's already got that student off her list or his list. I could just give you the whole system breakdown. And she's not in high school. Like she started virtual in the beginning of elementary, like the beginning of middle. Right at the beginning of middle. So she did all her middle as virtual. So it's still the mindset of a kindergartner. It's still the mindset of a first, second, third grader. They don't know. They just know mommy puts you on a bus and you get dropped off and a teacher walks you to your class and I just follow the adult. And whatever child is in front of me. So I'll give you the complete breakdown and it might, you will see it from a student's perspective and you'll see it from a parent's perspective because it was an easy transition for her, but we didn't expect, and on top of that, she's gifted. So that was just an extra. She has like college level classes with four kids. but because I wanted to work with her so well and make sure that my kid didn't get lost in the transaction and I didn't want her to pay the price of my success, I spoke with her so many times and her teacher, and we would have a conference call with her and we would pick her brain. How does it feel like for you to have to do these studies? How does the system work for you? Is it overwhelming? You know, is the way that the text and the concepts on the screen, because she does it on the room screen, how do you feel? So we just interviewed this kid so well that I understood now, again, what it felt like to be in an elementary class today. So I'll give you all the answers from a child's mindset, what they wish they had, what they wish their teachers did for them, what they wish their homework was like. It's just so much that once we figured out her head, the teachers were willing to switch the way they did things. Even the principal, I even spoke with the principal. We built a really good connection. They made changes to the school system. They started interviewing other students to ask them, how does it feel to have to go through virtual from home? Because surprisingly, thankfully, this system requires parents to be active parents. But they had other parents that were okay getting that F as a parent. They were okay with having that F on the dashboard saying you've never checked in. You don't check your child's grades. You don't do nothing.
But I think that's an important piece because the teachers, somehow we have a hurdle to overcome because we have angry parents. Some are angry. Yeah. And the anger is misplaced. But they have to find a way to find a happy medium.
I have sympathy for teachers' hearts too, because again, I've been the number one thing that I did was that when I became a mom, my number one vow above every other vow in my life is I will be a present parent to the point that my kids are the reason I left corporate. But I have a heart for the teachers because I understand, given the vow I made and how attentive I've been to it, that there are parents that think that their children's teacher is their foster parent. I'm going to drop them off at school and you raise them. And I hold you responsible if they don't learn. And I hold you responsible for their grade. And it's like the child does come home with homework. You got to actually do something with this child. So because of that, I've had a lot of conversations with different teachers, brick and mortar, virtual. I've really just made friendships with my children's teacher. And I've come from states where the poor teacher paid for her degree and was left in the school system that was forcing her just to prep this child the whole year for a test and nothing more. And if you wanted to teach anything beyond, if you really wanted to do your purpose of teaching this child, some teachers weren't allowed to in those states. Florida being one of them. You're not allowed to teach. You're not allowed to live your mission and your purpose. You have to just prep the student the whole year for a test. And it starts in the first grade. So if you want to talk about frustrated teachers, I know a whole state load. A whole state load. So yeah, I'll be happy to help you, like, just get a lot of insight that will just make your job easy. And you know, I have this blessing. I used to think it was weird, but I have this blessing that I say that I'm in a four quadrant demographic because I was born and raised in a in a Spanish household. So I was the child that came home to non-speaking parents who couldn't help me with my homework, even if they wanted. So I taught them English. Like I taught my mom English, right? So I have that demographic. So I know what it feels like for a student in a home like that with answers that, you know, you might need. But I also know what it's like to have the full-fledged, privileged American education. I know what a student needs there. My kids have, you know, they have both. So it's like, I know what they, believe me. I've been very invested in the journey of a student to make sure that nothing was slipped by for them. So I'll give you all those answers. I know it'll make your life so easy.
Well, great. That will be most helpful because we're kind of, not from so much at the high school, it's just that elementary and probably up to sixth grade. Seventh graders, they're not so much, but that K through six is an issue. And while you were talking, I was thinking about some of the things that we do or have done, because I used to teach elementary, you know, like the communication folder. Like some of the teachers are having to be, having to do hybrid. They're in the classroom and there are some parents that are opting online. So there needs to be a communication folder. So like if you have questions, they can type in a Google Doc the question, mm-hmm. and then it gives teachers time to get back with them and answer the questions. Mm-hmm. So just kind of trying to find some solutions for these teachers. So, you know, but it'll be helpful. I'll definitely reach out to you once I get nail things down, because it's not an easy solution. Now we got the state. When I got off, the attorney general is saying the health department doesn't have the authority to shut down, keep schools closed. So now we're going to
Schools are going to stay closed. So I'm going to tell you right now, like me and Amber were speaking before.
We're gonna end up in litigation. And that's the one thing I didn't want, but knew was going to happen, because we have some affluent parents that are pushing it. They don't care about everybody else. Mm-hmm. But Harris County is not going to open, let those schools open.
Any county is not going to open, because we're already walking into the second wave, and the second wave is going to last till October. And if people continue to be hardheads, like many can be, we'll be in this mess till at least January 2021, and we probably won't clean up everything until March 2021. Schools are not opening.
Yeah.
They really, if they do, I don't know how they could do something like that and not care about their students.
It's not about the student, it's about the parents. Like you said, you want it to be available for your student. I think we've made it convenient for a lot of parents to check out. And I think the reality of them having to really parent, it's kind of like schools are co-parenting with teachers. Because I feel like
let me tell you, some parents, you'd be surprised how many parents have children and they're like, thank you, Jesus, at your school age, because I don't have to raise you. And that's the sad part. So some of those parents, sadly enough but true, they will fight to get those children in a building. I don't want to have to like deal with you. I know, but it's sad, but it's just the truth. It is just the truth. It's not even vicious. It's just mindset, right? And we treat our life according to our mindset. Listen, that's, you know, God has blessed me and I've risen up from places that I still look back and I'm like, what, how, when, how, okay. But I don't forget the mindset of some of those parents. So I know it still lives there. Mm-hmm. And now with technology, some parents really are like, thank you, Jesus. So the school takes care of them during the morning and their iPad takes care of them during the night and I don't have to worry. And if you stick this child in a home on virtual school, it's like, what, I got to raise my child? Like, we have to have conversations, and I'm not happy about this. And
I
it's just,
it's you on my teacher tip Tuesday. For you to talk
it trickles to down. I will be there.
They think I'm brutal.
The truth. Listen, I will tell you the truth in Spanish and in English. I know two languages. I'm learning Italian. I will tell you the truth in Italian once I learn it. But I will tell you the truth. You want an English, you want an American parent, I will give you that. And you need a Spanish parent, I will tell them all the truth of how their homes run. I know. I was born and raised in a multicultural community. Like, I know all sides. You know, on Thursdays I was Indian, on Mondays I was Caucasian, Sundays at 7 I was Dominican, and you know, this is the truth. It just is the truth. So, love you guys. But yeah, just message me and I'll help you. I just have to go on to another consulting call.
I love it. Love you all. Yeah. So much. We'll be back tomorrow.
Yeah. Bye.
See ya. Bye.